Hey, Mark.
So the storm's track has shifted at least a time or two over the past few days, and I'm wondering, has this made it difficult for South Carolinians to know how to prepare for Florence?
Well, at the beginning of all this, Governor McMaster stressed that this is a slow-moving storm and we need to be flexible. So it has created some confusion and some headaches for folks. But again, they're trying to do a lot of this out of an abundance of precaution. They want to make sure that folks are safe, and if they needed to evacuate, they had plenty of time to do so. They had to do some lane reversals, so that was quite a big task and a heavy lift. And those actually, one wrapped up this afternoon, the other's going to wrap up this evening. So it's been a mixed bag, but overall, the governor is pretty set on his decisions. He hasn't expressed any regret for them, and he's just asked that people be patient.
And, of course, we have seen a few years ago major flooding, you know, well inland in central South Carolina, historic flooding. So that's in people's minds, I'm sure. And do you know if they're doing anything to prepare for that, anything they can do?
Yeah, so starting earlier this week, it was a Monday or Tuesday, but the State Department of Health and Environmental Control actually had an advisory out for dam owners and operators to go ahead and start making sure that the spillways to their dams are cleared of debris and that the emergency spillways are also clear and operational. And they asked folks to go ahead and start lowering some of the dams or some of the levels in those dams in anticipation of lots of rain. You know, in 2015, that was one of the biggest problems, was that some of these dams actually breached because of the amount of rainfall in the 24 to 36 hours.
Vince Kolb-Lugo with South Carolina Public Radio. Thanks for the update.
Thanks, Mark.